Welcome to Comerica Park in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Donnie Murphy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Heron. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Curtis Granderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Marcus Thames. Batting third. The DH, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Carlos Guillen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ivan Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ryan Rayburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Brandon Inga. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Justin Verlander. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buck takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Casey. Buck moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Curtis Granderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Granderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thames hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield hits a line drive towards third. Scudero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field. Coatsay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Casey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Casey moves to second. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy fields it and throws to second for the out. Casey moves to third. Two outs. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Granderson is 0-1 in the game. Granderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Suzuki strikes out. One out. Travis Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buck is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Buck takes first base on 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on 4. Buck moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Tem settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cust is 0-1 in the game. Cust hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck scores. Stewart moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thames is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thames strikes out. Suzuki drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thames out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sheffield is 0-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ordonez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Scudero is 0-1 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coatsay is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coatsay is 0-1 in the game. Coatsay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murphy is 0-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rodriguez is 0-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Scudero. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Casey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thames. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buck is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suzuki moves to third. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Suzuki scores. Buck moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dean fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Buck moves to third. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Inga is 0-for-1 in the game. Inga strikes out. One out. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Granderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Granderson strikes out. Two outs. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thames is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thames hits a ball on the ground towards short. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Coetzee is 0-for-2 in the game. Coetzee hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Granderson. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Murphy moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Travis Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Buck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buck hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buck. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Casey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casey hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rayburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Bobby C.A. now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cust strikes out. 1 out. Aquilino Lopez now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 3 in the game. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 2 in the game. Inga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scudero fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Granderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Granderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marcus Thames is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thames is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thames hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Granderson moves to second. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ordonez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Omar Infante now playing second base. Fernando Rodney now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 3 in the game. Coetzee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Infante settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Piazza pinch hits for Kurt Suzuki. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Bowen now catching. Carlos Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen strikes out. One out. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Casey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Casey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to third. Omar Infante is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Infante hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Brandon Inga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Inga is 0 for 3 in the game. Inga hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee who is chasing the ball. Inga reaches third base with a triple. Casey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jay Marshall now pitching. Curtis Granderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Granderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Granderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Todd Jones now pitching. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Buck hits a pop-up towards third. Inga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Inga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Granderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comerica Park in Detroit.